Joshua chapter 6. Now the gates of Jericho were kept shut and guarded, so the Israelites couldn't get in. Nobody could leave or enter the city. Yahweh said to Joshua, I'm going to give Jericho into your hands with its king and all its mighty men. You and your soldiers are to march around the city once a day for 6 days. 7 priests, each carrying a trumpet, are to go in front of the ark. On the 7th day, you and your soldiers are to march around the city 7 times, while the priests blow the trumpets. Then they are to sound 1 long blast on the trumpets. As soon as you hear that, all the men are to shout loudly, and the walls will collapse. Then the whole army will go straight into the city. Now this required a fair bit of faith to believe, because it all sounded so bizarre. Their strategy was crazy. Usually you won a battle by surprise, by catching the enemy, by surprise and by being quick and bold. Whereas here they give them plenty of notice of what's going to happen. They go and walk around the city for 6 days. On the 7th day, they walked around it 7 times. Now, Jericho has been excavated by archaeologists, and it was a pretty big city. To walk around it 7 times was a pretty big job, and they would have been exhausted at the end of it. Absolutely exhausted. And so it's when we are weak that then we are strong. And of course, to make a big shout and then the walls fall down, I mean, they must have all wondered whether this was really going to happen. But this was the whole idea, that they were to trust in God. So Joshua called the priests and said to them, take the ark, and 7 of you are to go before it, bearing trumpets. And he ordered his men to begin marching around the city. So just as Joshua had commanded, the advance guard went out ahead of the priests who were blowing the trumpets. Behind them came the priests who were carrying the ark, followed by a guard at the rear. All this time the trumpets were sounding, but Joshua had told his men not to shout, nor to say a word until he gave the order. So he told his men to take the Ark of Yahweh around the city once, and they came back to the camp and spent the night there. Joshua rose up early the next morning, and for the 2nd time the priests and soldiers marched around the city as on the day before. And they did this for 6 days. Now, as they kept doing it, they must have thought, this is crazy. We are in full view of the enemy. And of course, the people of Jericho would have been looking out of the window thinking, whatever are they doing, wearing themselves out like this? On the 7th day, they got up very early and marched 7 times around the city in the same way. On the 7th time, when the priests were about to sound the trumpets, Joshua ordered his men to shout, and he said, Yahweh has given you the city. The city and everything in it must be totally devoted as an offering to Yahweh. Only Rahab and her family are to be saved, because she hid the spies. But you're not to take anything of the things that are devoted to Yahweh. If you do, you will bring trouble upon the whole camp of Israel. All things that are made of silver, gold, bronze, or iron are to be set apart for Yahweh. It is to be put into the treasury of Yahweh. So the priests blew the trumpets, and as soon as the men heard that, they gave the loud shout, and the walls collapsed. Then all the army went straight forward in front of them into the city and captured it. They killed everybody in the city with the sword, men, women, young and old, and they killed all the cattle, the sheep and the donkeys. Joshua told the 2 men who had served as spies, go into the house of Rahab and bring her and her family out, as we promised her. So they went and brought Rahab out, along with her father, mother, her brothers, and the rest of her family. They took them all, family and slaves, to safety near the camp of the Israelites. Then they set fire to the city and burnt it to the ground, along with everything in it, apart from the things that were made of gold, silver, bronze, and iron, which they took and put into the Lord's treasury. But Joshua spared the lives of Rahab and all her family.